With the Blue Cash Everyday Card, it's easy to earn 3% cash back on groceries at U.S. supermarkets, U.S. online retail purchases, and U.S. gas stations. That's how we grow our family's little nest egg. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bc. Terms and cashback cap apply.
What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. So we know that Taylor Swift has endorsed Kamala, and I'm really happy about that. But I'm going to play Donald Trump's response to that. He was asked about his thoughts on it on Fox News. And you already know how he does. He always has to try to dig low blows, trying to compare, or this person is better than that person. And all the insecurities always come out about this fool, right? So I want to play this, and then I'm going to share my thoughts on Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala and why I really feel like it was really important that she did that.
Just to finish up on that point then.
By the way, Lawrence is doing a very good job, I have to say. He really is.
He's doing great. Hey, I've got a quick question for you. Out of nowhere, after the debate last night, Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris. What do you think?
Well, I actually like Mrs. Mahomes much better, if you want to know the truth. She's a big Trump fan. I was not a Taylor Swift fan. It was just a question of time. You couldn't possibly endorse Biden. You look at Biden, you couldn't possibly endorse him. But she's a very liberal person. She seems to always endorse a Democrat, and she'll probably pay a price for it in the marketplace. But no, I like Brittany. I think Brittany's great. Brittany got a lot of news last week. She's a big MAGA fan. That's mm-hmm. the one I like much better than Taylor Swift.
Right. Brittany is
Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes. They're great friends.
The wife of the great quarterback, and he is a great quarterback.
My favorite team from Kansas City.
I think she's terrific. Yeah.
Let me tell you, this fool is burning mad that Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala. And so for him to be asked about it when before he said that she was talented, unusually beautiful, which is creepy coming from him, of course, because we know how he gets down or tries to get down with the chicks, right? Especially the young ones like his homeboy, Jay Epps. So when he's asked about it, and then for him to bring up Patrick Mahomes' wife, who, by the way, is extremely irrelevant. I don't know her, obviously. I don't know any of these people, but I don't like her. And actually, the reason why I don't like her has nothing to do with politics, but she did like a tweet that he posted, or it was about Donald Trump, and she liked the tweet. And then she unliked the tweet, and I think she unliked the tweet because she was getting negative comments. So she unliked the tweet, and then she did, I believe it was like a Instagram story to talk about how people need to respect other people's opinions and whatever. And while that might be true, him even bringing up Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany, it's just like, Taylor Swift here, Patrick Mahomes' wife there. Taylor Swift is a superstar on her own. Without Patrick Mahomes, Brittany Mahomes is nobody, right? So honestly, she's irrelevant. He makes her relevant. And I really wish that he wouldn't have made her relevant, because think of all the football players. Yeah, they may not all be superstar football players, but think of all of the football players that are married. Do we know any of their wives? Just because he's a superstar, why should we know who she is? Like, I don't care. But the few stories that I've read about her, she's extremely obnoxious. She's nasty. She doesn't tip people well. She is very demanding. Just a rude customer. Like, I can't stand people like that that have access to money and privilege and then they're nasty to the people that serve them. That is speaking of their character. And so, honestly, it would make sense for Donald Trump to like somebody like that. Somebody who is irrelevant and somebody who is extremely nasty and rude. So, you know, I thought it was funny when he brings that up. But here's why it was important for Taylor Swift to even do that. She, who knows, she may not have even come out to endorse anybody at all. But she said in her statement that she was very disturbed by the AI image of her on his website. On his website, saying that she was endorsing him. So he gave her no choice but to do that. To be quite frank, if they never did that, who knows if she would have come out. So I'm actually even having more respect for her for doing that, because she didn't have to. She could have sat it out still, even with that being done. Or she could have just said, that AI image of me on Donald Trump's website, I didn't do that. I'm not endorsing anybody. So I have even more respect for her. I'm not a huge fan of her music. I know some of her songs. And honestly, I get tired of the news stories about her and her boyfriend. I really don't care. And I'm like, God forbid they get married, because, oh my God, it's going to be an overload of news stories about them. But it is what it is. But she did what I feel like he made her do. So it's funny that she has a song called Look What You Made Me Do, because I believe that her hand was forced to do what she did. She didn't have to, but because she is a woman of her business, I respect that. And that's what she did. So guys, you can let me know what you think in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I want to keep it brief, beautiful. And now I'm going to say bye.
With the Blue Cash Everyday Card, it's easy to earn 3% cash back on groceries at U.S. supermarkets, U.S. online retail purchases, and U.S. gas stations. That's how we grow our family's little nest egg. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bc. Terms and cashback cap apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.